It's time for the Switch to Birth After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking season 5, the final season, episode 9, The Wolf is Waiting. We have so much to talk about. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello. Welcome to the Switch to Birth After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. This song is specifically for my co-host. But before I introduce her, we're talking season 5, episode 9, the penultimate episode. I'm so excited. We have only one more episode after this. This episode is called The Wolf is Waiting. I'm your host, Yael Teagle. If you haven't already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Hit subscribe. We're also on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe there as well. My co-host who is dancing to take me to church.
You know it, guys, because this is the best episode ever. This is what they needed.
It's Hannah Pritchard.
Hannah Pritchard, y'all. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TheHotShotDude.
And live in the chat with all of you is Becca B at Becca B Talks TV. That's right. Becca Brown is there. Hello, Becca.
Hi.
Hey, Becca.
Hi. Can you hear Becca?
I can hear Becca ever so slightly. Becca, talk again.
Hi.
Okay.
I can hear Becca.
Great. As Yay. Long as you can hear Becca.
Yeah.
So good. We have an announcement. A big, big announcement. Huge announcement, in fact.
Biggest.
So we're going to wait till the end of the show to give it to you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hold tight.
Yeah. So don't stop listening. All right. Let's start.
Would take me to church?
Let's take Hannah to church. So I called it last week based on the prediction. I'd like it noted. I want it on the record. Called it that Bishop, Mr. Eric, lovely man, Bishop.
What made you call that? What made you get, what you, what made
so
you think
in
that?
In the promo last week, we see Regina at the store and there's a shadow and she yells, "I have a gun." And I went, "It's Eric." That was it.
I can't believe you just thought that.
That was it.
And I'm then like, you're watching it, and I'm watching you watch it.
I know, and I still had no idea.
You still had no idea.
I had no idea.
I loved your face, though.
Because, honestly, like, guys, this season has gone by really, really fast. And it's, like, at the end of the entire series. And I think that we keep hoping for all of these, like, little bows to be tied and these, like, big surprises and, like, all of these in-game relationships. But they really haven't been setting it up for any of the ones that we wanted.
Yep.
Like, and now we have one episode left and I'm like, well, shoot. So during this episode, I was like, nothing is going to happen that I wanted to have happen by the end of this series. So I just thought it wasn't even possible. But Bishop is one of the one things I wanted to happen, and they gave me what I wanted.
And not just that they gave it, but his, oh, when he shows up, first of all,
right.
Terrell Tilford.
The minute he speaks.
Oh, that face.
Coming in like shadows and then that deep voice. You're like, oh, I missed all of this so badly. So badly.
I left something here.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I was like, he's not talking about her. Like, as romantic as that is, he's not talking about her. And well, he wasn't.
He was
talking about a bag of money.
Whatever.
And then the scene where they start kissing. And I, at that moment, I went, oh, I'm so glad this is freeform now. Because he just tore her shirt open.
Yes, he did. And, like, ripped that belt undone.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, but I thought they were also going to give me the other thing that we wanted. To see his chest again before the series
over. We have not seen him shirtless in too long. It's been too long.
Don't, like, give us his shirt open and then not give us the correct camera angle.
Right, also, like, we see her bright green bra?
Oh, yeah. She looks great, by the way. The minute that he ripped open that shirt, I was like, dang, Regina in great shape, yo.
Girl. Of course she is.
Yeah.
Yes, people in the chat.
Billie Jean Girl also called that he was coming back.
Yeah, she called it.
That's all I know.
Oh,
that's
it?
All you had.
before we move off to the sexy times, when did Toby become a security installer?
A great question. I feel like at this point, maybe he's just doing a ton of odd jobs.
It really feels like every episode.
Yes,
yeah, they're like, we gotta put Toby in the scene. How do we make sure Toby's in this episode?
It kind of is like one scene per episode.
I'm gonna install security now, and I love when he's like, do you want like this or like this, and she's like, somewhere in between, and he goes, okay, it's gonna take me this long. I was like, how do you know
exactly? I'm like, where are you getting these camera things and equipment from? How do you know how to install it?
Also, like, do you mean that his job is to call ADT and have them
install
it? Girl, that's what you confused. Do. You call the security company and they do it.
I was very confused. But I don't know if that was you exiting out of the Bishop conversation, but I'm actually still not ready to exit out of it.
No, we're okay, still, I was done with the like, plot-wise.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm not ready. I'm like, hold up. We can't go. No, Toby's not enough for me to leave Bishop, okay?
Oh! What? Terrell Tilford is just tuning in now.
Terrell! Oh, Terrell.
I would like to, just in case he missed what we already said... we were sad that he wasn't shirtless.
Very sad.
I also was promised that he has a big ol' rooster that I wanted
the
to see.
The big cock, buddy.
Yeah. But that Come scene, on. First, that scene with Regina, it was hot. I felt it through.
It was way hot.
I felt it through.
When he was like backing her up to the window seal. Oh, yeah. Ooh, man, it was a lot for me.
I got real excited and then went, why is it only Freeform?
True statement.
I wanted some Showtime action.
Oh, Terrell, I'm so glad that you're tuning in right now. We miss you so much. I miss you sitting next to me talking about your big cock for like a lot. So,
Let's talk about this episode.
Okay, I'm having a lot of feelings. So the reason that I wanted to go back to talk about Bishop before we moved on to anything else is because I still don't think it's dead in the water.
You don't think, she's, okay. So
he gave her a 48-hour window, and I think that she can make it to that airport in time.
She said she's not going.
Yeah, I don't care.
Jasmine doesn't care either.
Thanks, wow, Jasmine. Thank you, Jasmine, in the chat.
Terrell, I'm still room for you, buddy.
Yeah, she said that I think she still wants to go with him.
So at and the end of the story, this episode story of this plot, when Regina's asking Toby what she should do, and Toby said, do not tell Luca.
I support that.
Really?
I support that.
So I feel torn because absolutely it plays into last week's whole we are not talking about our exes thing, but it's not a past thing. He came and they made out and almost sadly did not have sex.
I know.
I think Luca deserves to know.
Well, not if she has zero intent. Like if Bishop is really leaving and she's not following him, then she's never going to see him again. There is no point in ruining the relationship that she wants right now if there is absolutely no possibility of it happening and her having zero desire for it to happen.
But you think that it will happen, so she should tell Luca, end it with the child, and take it to the man!
If it is going to happen, then yes, she should stop by Luca's on the way to the airport. Leave a kind note.
I love that Luca was just out of the episode. Luca's on vacation.
Well, yes, thankfully, because I was like, if they even did one of those things where Luca walked in the midst of their lovely embrace, and I'm like, don't degrade Bishop and Regina's relationship. Give them this last moment. Don't degrade it to what everything else is. Give them this full
I thought
moment.
Toby would walk in on them. Yes, like, from the chat.
I like how serious Hannah is about this.
This is serious business.
I love it.
A lot for me.
Ariana said the same thing that he thought Luca was going to walk in on the scene, though.
Yeah. I mean, I considered
it. I didn't, though.
No, I felt that they couldn't do that to them. They needed... If they're ending the series, they got to give us a full ending of Regina and Bishop. So I'm glad that they brought him back. I would have not been able to handle myself had they not.
I wanted them to sleep together. I really wanted her to cheat on Luca, especially after last week when she was like, you were going to cheat on me.
Yeah, 100%.
I wanted her to cheat on him, be like, sorry, kid, I need a real man. And then...
Agreed.
I understand that she can't leave and she couldn't run away because she has her business, she has her family, she has her daughters. I totally get that. But...
But Toby needs a job, so maybe she should leave it the crack Toby mug to Toby.
Run the business. I actually thought what would have been great, because Eric's offer was to new identities and leave the country with them, I thought, like, girl, fake your own death, leave everything to the girls, and get out of town. Like, you set the girls up for life.
A little bit of truth.
Except for Bay, who didn't realize that she has to pay electricity bills.
I know, but all I kept thinking when he pulled out that money, and she's like, this was in the girls' apartment this whole time. I'm like, man, they would have had money for the bills last episode. Yeah. Rough. They were sitting on it.
Yeah.
But then it wouldn't have been an entertaining episode.
I disagree. I think Bay and Daphne finding a bag of money, entertaining episode.
Absolutely. And then Bishop would have to come back and claim it, and then Bishop would have had to stick around to explain it all, and then we would have ended the series with Bishop. So I think it would have been great.
I really would like that now that we've established that Will's mom is in jail, so like she's not a threat.
Right.
Bishop to turn himself in, air quotes on that, get a good lawyer now that you've got all this money, and, like, you know, do some community service probation stuff and stay in town. You know what I mean? Like, get your life back on track so that you can be with Regina.
Yeah, I know. I kind of actually was a little curious as to why it was so definite that he had to leave and change all of his identity.
I mean, because the police are after him.
Yeah, I know, but, like...
because he's a felon. A sexy, sexy felon.
But I'm like, buddy, I feel like we could, like, I don't know, fix this all a little bit.
Yeah, Bay could go to jail for him again.
I know. Bay. I love that Bay was still, like, throwing herself under the bus. Yeah. Not throwing herself, but being like, no, I still would have done all those things for you and just ended up being on house arrest for the rest of my life.
Oh, Bay. I want Eric and Regina to get, like, I want that ship to sail. You know what I mean? I want that so bad. Because if it comes down to Luca or Bishop, I'm so sorry to Michael Galante, who was here last week. I'm on Bishop's team.
Absolutely. Team Bishop, 100%, all of the way. So much that I believe that him and Regina, it carries on after Switch at Birth. Mm. You know, I believe that there is still a future for them, even after the series is over.
For fictional characters.
Yeah, I just believe that their fictional characters continue. Great. She eventually makes her way to Belize.
Okay.
Hannah's writing the spinoff right now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, I think we got to move past Bishop, because we have still more to talk about.
We're halfway through the show. Yeah, we have a lot more. This was just a really big moment for me.
I want to talk about Daphne and Chris and that whole storyline.
Yes.
Because everybody's pro Daphne and Chris getting together.
Everyone's I am.
Yeah.
Are you not?
I don't know. What about Mingo, right? What about anyone else?
Yeah, I know. But Mingo, I mean, love Mingo. But Mingo's still got a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. He's going to see her right now. I love Mingo. He's a lot of fun, but he can be a little daddy sometimes. I think, you know, he was very sweet and he was very kind to her. But I like the way that her and Chris kind of balance each other in a weird way.
Yeah, I think my issue... so I've always been anti... I mean, Mingo as a body is a great thing.
Yeah, but Mingo's
personality is not... we have not seen Chris shirtless.
Well, yes, we did.
When did we see his abs?
We didn't get to see his lower abs, but we saw his upper, because remember he had to put his shirt back on. A shoulder
is not shirtless.
But we saw his upper chest,
not worth
pec
it.
Area.
Does not count.
Body parts?
Does not count. So we haven't seen Chris, so I can't judge body-wise who would win. Mm. But right now, since we've only seen Mingo's, Mingo wins body. Personality-wise, I think Chris... everybody we introduce, all the men to Daphne, seem to be jerks when we first meet them. Mm-hmm, Chris got into a fight and was rude to Travis, true. But also, like, he was going to join the team, but he was, like, blackmailing them for a car. He's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, he was kind of a jerk.
I get that now he's not.
Right.
Fine. But I hate that everyone we introduce for Daphne is a jerk at first. I'd like to see her get with someone who is good.
I would agree with that, but, you know, we have one episode left, so, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
Fair. What's happening in the chat?
I asked the chat whether they like Daphne and Chris or Daphne and Mingo, and we have Maya said single, Colleen said how about single Daphne,
Mariah said single,
Billie Jean Girl 24 says I'd rather Daphne stay single.
Everybody wants her single?
People want her single, or Jasmine says... Jasmine said Daphne and Chris is okay, and Amy said Daphne and Chris.
Dig it. Okay, so none for Mingo. Mm-mm. But I don't want her, like, I actually don't want her to be single only, and I usually want characters to be, but I feel like she's actually a series regular that's never really had, like, a good relationship during the series.
Nope.
Like, she's never had, like, a guaranteed we want them to end up together.
Yeah.
She's one of the only characters I feel like on any show that I've experienced that with.
It's true, especially because what I really loved about her was that she was always I liked that she wasn't dating. She wasn't like serious with anyone. She was enjoying herself with different people. And I would have liked to see more of that. And now that she is like trying to be pre-med, she does not have time for all these people. Look at what she's wasted her time with this episode, right? So Chris has to do this drug test. Yes, it's her fault that there are drug tests, but it is not her fault that he would fail it. Mm-hmm. And she does everything she can to help him pass it only to find out that there are ways to detect that. And then we meet his auntie May. I forgot she was sick. So she was like, you know, who's going to take care of the kids when I pass? And I was like,
I did too.
Wow, you're so young. Oh, that's right. She's sick.
Yep. I completely forgot.
I was like, that woman is so young to be freaking out.
And she seemed in great health.
Right. I mean, she made food for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But when Bay points out that Chris, that the field wasn't level anyway, that Daphne helping levels the playing field.
Right.
I think that that made sense.
I agree. And I actually really support Daphne helping him, actually.
Yeah. I'm bummed that my my prediction was wrong, though. My prediction was that she will have, he will ask her to pee in a cup for him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, I kind of considered that as well, but...
Right. But instead, he was like, cheat the test. I was like, oh, that's so much easier. Yeah. She's the one handling it.
And part of Daphne's issue, I feel like, with her character always has been that she opens her mouth before she should. Before she gets all of the facts, she always runs her mouth before...
Always.
It's appropriate. And she never even got confirmation that he was on steroids. She, like, jumped right, you know, right to it.
Yeah.
The minute that somebody gave her any indication that it was even a possibility.
Sure.
So she never even got the full story from him. Like, yes, she confronted him and he was upset about it. But a conversation like that takes two tries. Nobody is going to fess up the first time that you have a conversation. They're going to get pissed about
it. We talked about it last week that he should have just said, here was the situation, and she wouldn't have said anything. But it's right. Fine. So we're in the situation where he has the drug test now. I love her solution of spilling the pee. Like, I dropped it. He's like, that's fine. It happens.
Right. And all I kept thinking was, like, that probably does happen. And nurses back there have to, like, clean up somebody else's pee. Like,
well, nurses don't really care at that point.
Yeah, I guess. They've
dealt with so much stuff. But the idea that Bay brings up the fact that she jumped in for her. And then when Chris and Daphne are talking in the end, and he says to her, like, you did what a doctor should do. You helped me.
In the best way possible.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I get is not necessarily true if you're going by legalities.
Right,
but,
right,
like,
right.
Morally, you yes, you want a doctor who wants the absolute best for the person that they're taking care of.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing with that conversation, which bothered me, but I liked that we were kind of seeing it, because talking about, you know, her having a big mouth and running and, I don't know, doing all of these things. And, like, going back to Bay, bringing up what she did for her. And the fact that Bay never really got mad at Daphne for it. Daphne was never extremely grateful towards Bay. Bay sat around and ruined so much of her life.
Yeah.
And Daphne just let it happen and continued living hers and was still a brat to Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Daphne convinces her and explains that to her, why she did it, she then goes ahead and does what she feels is the right thing, and she helps him cheat. But then when she goes and tells him, and he's excited about it, she immediately is like, I'm sorry, do you not care about how I feel? And I was like, Daphne, oh my God, do it for the deed, you know? Be kind about it. Just be happy that he's happy. But instead it has to be about you again and how you feel. But I love that he kind of corrected that. And he was like, no, you did a nice thing, and that's what I would want. Because I don't think that Daphne, like, really... she lives so by the book that I think sometimes she doesn't know what being a good little person is.
I loved your rant right
that
now.
That was thank beautiful. You. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
I had a lot of feelings about it.
I want to take a moment.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, to thank everyone. We love this show. We love that you're all here. We have so many people in the chat right now. We're so excited that you are all watching us. And we ask you to do a very simple thing. At this point, subscribing may not be the right thing to do when there's one episode left.
No.
And we still have an announcement at the end of this episode.
We do. So stick around. There have already been moments where I feel like I've almost blown it. I've thought about it in my head, and then I did it. Kill me. Yeah. I know.
And she knows. So we've asked you to write reviews on iTunes with letting us know how you feel. 5 stars if you like us, 4 if you don't. But I checked. There are no new reviews, which makes me sad because there's one episode left. So
y'all,
that's over. But please comment on our videos on YouTube. Join us in the live chat next week. You'll want to, and I'll tell you why.
Yes,
you will. And tweet at us.
Yeah, yep, that's what I'm gonna
ask. All right, let's continue with this episode because the big storyline.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
I gotta sit up for this one.
So Travis's mom wants dinner with Bay.
Yes.
The idea that Travis and his mom are trying to reconnect was amazing.
Yeah, because in many ways I kind of a little bit forgot about his mom because Melody has been around so much and he calls them family now.
Right.
But I forgot about that story with his mom and their relationship.
I was so I hated his mom from beginning.
Agreed.
And as we all know through the seasons, I'm a grudge holder. So I was not ready to forgive her, but seeing her sign to him,
I know.
I was like, "Woman, you are working on it. You are trying to improve. You are trying to reconnect with your son, and I support you.
Agreed. I
am on your side."
Agreed. It was really sad.
It was really amazing to see that. And then we met. Yes.
Going back to the Daphne thing, they want me to tell you all that they want Daphne to be with Wilkie.
With Wilkie.
Yeah.
All right, because that's likely that Wilkie will come back in the finale.
Too late. Yeah, Austin Butler,
you're all so silly.
Too late, I get it. We got Bishop and we think we can get anybody now.
That's a really good point. Where were we?
Dinner. Dinner, and then we meet.
Okay, and then we meet, and you interrupted me right then and there. So
Becca, and then we meet Becca.
So as soon as the uncle walked in, as soon as he walked in, I went... It's him. It's totally him. I know exactly who this is, and I am furious.
I didn't. All I did was say, that looks like my dad.
And then what did I say? You're going to regret that in a second.
I know. But I couldn't hear you fully. I was like, I just knew that whatever you said meant that he was a nasty man, and I was like, well, no, I'm just kidding. Love you, Dad.
I need to be here for the Hannah commentary next week.
Yeah.
During the episode.
So we meet the uncle that... Melissa Travis. Now, I remember when this story was brought up during the tank stuff. It was very briefly touched upon.
Yeah.
It was maybe a 3-sentence conversation.
Yeah.
And so the idea that we brought it back so late in the game, I'm just glad that we didn't let this slide because this is a huge issue and it's something that we wanted to talk about when it was brought up. And I wish the show would have gone into it more. The fact that there is this... you know, trend, that's not a good word, but that children who are deaf or disabled do tend to have this problem because they are in a vulnerable state. They're easy to take advantage of.
Right.
And the fact that the show was like, we are not going to forget this and let it fall by the wayside. We are going to address this head on.
Yes, I'm so glad they did. And like, and the way that they did, I feel like. All of the conversations were spot on. With it being a family member also, that touches also on a generalization with molestation that it generally does come from somebody either in the family or close to the family. And then also, you know, going into, yes, him being deaf and him talking about being absolutely helpless because he actually couldn't tell her. Oh.
It was... amazing performances.
Yes.
I was absolutely sobbing at the end. The close-ups during dinner, I was disgusted.
Right? Shivers.
Yes. It was, just amazingly done to tell this story.
It was really wonderful.
Things from the chat.
Going off the close-ups during that dinner scene, Desiree said that the uncle gave off a creepy vibe as soon as he walked into the room, which... I agree, especially because of those close-ups.
Absolutely.
It was sketchy.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
Terrible.
So when Bay tells Travis that she is not going to push him, and then when his mom comes to the shop and she doesn't tell her, I went, you guys, this is the first time in 5 seasons that Bay has not stuck her nose in somebody else's business and messed it all up.
Yeah, this whole episode... Because, I mean, and I'm sorry, you guys, I don't want to say this. Because everybody knows that I'm, like, a big Bennett fan. But this entire episode, the way that they interacted with each other and the way that she handled the situation with Travis and catered to him and provided the way that she did, really, the entire time I was like, no, this should be in game between them two. Like,
Becca agrees.
Yeah.
Becca agrees.
Yeah.
Travis has made Bay grow up.
Yes.
In ways that 5 seasons never happened.
Yeah. And she's made him, like, open up. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
She's made him more aware of himself and honest with himself and helped diffuse all of that anger that he had.
Yeah. When he said to her she would never believe me about his mom, it just was so,
so heartbreaking. Well, which is another thing, because a lot of people, you know, not necessarily being molested, but even like, you know, rape or abuse or anything like that, their biggest fear in coming forward about it is the fact that they don't think that people will believe them, and to the point that they even like try to start to not believe themselves, you know. So that also being part of that message, I thought was so beautiful and so lovely, and his mom going over and signing that to him.
Yeah,
I just want to cry talking about it again. It was beautiful.
I lost it when he said I was helpless.
Ugh.
I just lost it. Was sobbing in my bed last night.
Like, it's so, it's considering the conversations that were happening, this comment is kind of weird, and I get that. But this entire episode and the way that Travis and the actor handled it all, it was so sexy. Everything about him in this episode was so sexy. It really, really was. Like, him getting up and just, like, explaining all of his feelings and letting it out, and then sitting there with Bae comfortably at the end of it all, and, like, still being kind to her and, like, not making it about him. And then when John Kenish, yeah, tries to break his dreams at the same time all of this is happening, and he just takes it, and he doesn't cry about it, he doesn't get mad about it. I was like, everything that they had that character do and the way the actor portrayed it was so fucking sexy.
Ryan Lane is a sexy man.
Like, really nailed it, handled it all with grace.
Well, so let's talk about the baseball situation. So he gets punished, and then he gets kicked off the team. And then he gets offered to play pro baseball. What a day. When he gets the punishment, and he's like, what? 2 weeks? And John was like, I'll make it 3 weeks. And he's like, it's fine. I was like, 2 weekends? Really? Like, you're going to... 2 weekends is nothing.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. But think about, like, high school and college, like, for whatever reason, 2 weeks feels like...
But it was 2 weekends of work duty. That's 4 days.
Yeah, it seems like forever. There's a lot of parties that you may be missing out in those 4 days.
How long did Bae do community service?
Forever.
Yeah, 4 days he can do.
Forever. But I think we can now say that Bae's a trooper. I think I've decided.
But he then gets kicked off the team. And when John says to him, like, you got to deal with your anger, whatever this is, and he's currently dealing with it.
Yes.
I was like, however many seasons, because he wasn't in the first season, however many seasons we've had Travis, like, he's had anger management issues. And it makes me so sad, because it is realistic that it would take this long to deal with what it is that's causing these issues.
Absolutely.
And I was like, oh, if only someone had asked him. If only, like, his mom would believed him. If only she spoke sign.
Right.
So then the episode ends with him being offered a job in Japan.
Which is wonderful. Very exciting. a little confusing. Where do we go from here? I had just decided that they were Endgame.
I know.
And also, though, this made me... I guess it wouldn't, because Chris wants to play Royals in the States.
Yeah.
But at first when they offered him, I was like, I wonder if this will conflict with Chris being offered a position. No.
Chris wants to play locally because he needs to take care of his own.
Yeah. Scratch that.
So, I think... Yes.
Speaking of the anger management thing, I can't find the comment right now, but someone mentioned that this was, like, a huge season for Travis.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Dealing with his anger, and I like those storylines.
I agree.
I feel like his character developed a lot this
season. Yeah, amazing performance, for sure.
And Wallet Girl said, why haven't they been doing stories like this forever?
I mean, they kind of have.
They have. They've touched on a lot. It's
more intense. It did get,
got a lot more intense. I think the show has always tried to go into interesting, engaging stories, right? Mm-hmm. The Carlton, the protest, the all sign episode.
Right.
Like, this show is groundbreaking and has been trying to make sure that it stays that way. And I love that it's covering these stories.
Because we forget that the show alone, in general, is, you know, bringing so many deaf actors and deaf stories to the forefront and making it, teaching so many people that don't understand. And I think that we're all such fans now that we, like, forget what the initial, like, root of the show is about and what it did.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true.
Yeah. So it's, I mean it was crushing it anyways.
I think when John was like, you're going to go to Japan if you take this next week, I was like, I don't see this as, like, he was like, oh, no. And then I think our thought is supposed to be, oh, no, what about Bay? Bay can tattoo anywhere.
Exactly. And she had a better career tattooing overseas.
I think it absolutely would be better for her.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like that's where it's going to go.
I do, too.
So before we go into predictions, should I do it before or after?
Do it before. Do it before.
I'm going to do it now. Because I've been holding it all episode. We have a big announcement. For those who don't know, for some reason, next week is the 90-minute series finale of Switched at Birth.
No.
In honor of the 90-minute series finale of Switched at Birth. I'm trying to drag this out as much as I can.
I know you are.
This is so fun for me. Hannah.
Yes.
We'll be here next week.
I will.
As will Becca.
Yay.
Yes.
In the chat.
Yes.
Maybe up at the table.
Maybe. We'll see.
I'll decide. they will be here for the after show. I'm really dragging this out.
I know
out.
You are.
Katie LeClaire is coming into the studio. Woo! That's right. Daphne will be here for the after show.
I'm so excited.
That was really fun for me.
I'm so excited.
Can we drag out next week so it doesn't end too?
Yes, you can drag out next week as well. I'm also going to let everyone know that I will not be here next week.
That is the bad news.
That is the bad news. I won't be here. I also will not be able to watch the episode when it airs. So please don't tweet spoilers at me.
True statement.
Tweet them all you want, just not at me. Please.
Truth. Truth. Oh, that stinks, man.
I know. But Katie will be here.
Katie will be here. There were so many times while we were recapping that I was like talking about Daphne and I was like, man, but I'm going to ask her about that when she comes in. I'm going to let her know how I feel about that when she comes in. And then I was like, you can't say that.
I'm
stop
proud of
saying
you.
That.
The
chat was really exciting. Difficult for me.
Good. The chat should be
the
excited.
The chat is very excited. There's a lot of yays, yes, woohoos.
Send in all of the questions.
Send in a ton
of questions.
All
of the questions.
Yeah. Because we'll have her here so we can ask. We might as well then also head into predictions.
We should.
There it is.
And now... AfterBuzz TV
predictions. Oh yeah! Also, you best be here watching live the after show next week.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It would be dumb not to.
Yeah,
I'm not with everyone.
I'm not calling you dumb. I'm just saying it would be dumb.
Yeah, and that's also your opportunity. You can ask then questions as well. But like, I mean, send them in beforehand because like that'd be cool.
Yeah. Okay. Next week, the promo went 5 years ago. They were switched at birth. Great. We know that. We've been watching for 5 years.
Okay, well, listen, I was having a lot of feelings.
I was crying.
Yeah, I was a little, like, misty.
My notes for next week say 5 years since the switch. Bay, ? What?
Bay.
What? I know that also Emmett is in the finale. We have not seen him most of the season.
I think he's going to say bye to her getting on the airplane.
So... if she ends up going to Japan with Travis, which I think is a really nice way to end the show, is her saying goodbye and then realizing that it's not going to happen.
And I'm just going to say this.
Sure.
Because, you know, I know that this was not an exact prediction that will be correct. But I do remember a time a few episodes ago where I made a prediction that Bemmett would not end up together. But I saw them being in an airport, either going back to California or whatnot.
Just sharing
a moment of being aware of what their relationship was and where they stood and being okay with it. And now they will not be going to California, but they will be in an airport.
Nicely done. Oh.
I think I'm going to get half of my prediction.
That's impressive. Right? You did predict that. I remember
I think I had like a vision watching none of it happen.
Yeah.
But
she had
like,
a dream one.
But like I'm feeling a little bit good about myself about that.
Yeah. I like the idea of Bay and Travis moving to Japan.
I do too.
Although I think it's interesting that this season started with them moving home from China and then also started with Lily and Toby moving in and coming back from London. So the idea that everyone moved home just to all leave again.
I'm kind of okay with it.
Do we know if there's going to be a time jump? Becca, you would know. You know these things.
I don't know, but I honestly can't see one happening.
No, why would we do a thing like that?
Well, I mean, so Grimm in the last episode, spoiler for anyone who's a week behind, did at the end, like 20 years later, and showed the kids grown up. So like
the last like 2 minutes.
Yeah, like a time jump at the end, being like everyone comes back from a year later or something.
Oh, you know what I mean? Could maybe see that happening. Actually.
Right, I feel like
that's cool.
I feel like that would be a really interesting way that like. Everyone goes on with their life, and then a year later, Bay and Travis come back, and they're engaged or whatever. You know,
I'd be
what I mean?
Okay with that. I'd be cool with that.
I think it's kind of. I mean, I like the way we are with Bay and Travis now. I like how they are. I like that Travis has never been a bad guy. Like,
yeah.
So my grudges have been like he has anger management, but I've never been like, no, he did this terrible thing. Like. As I've said, Mingo blew up the bathroom in the dorms. Mm-hmm. That is Mingo how we met him, and he was a jerk.
Yeah.
Chris was a jerk when we met him. Yeah. I am a grudge holder, and I'm holding those grudges. But Travis never did any of those things. He has anger issues.
Yeah.
And sometimes he overreacts, but...
But he's a good dude,
He's
though.
Always been a good dude. So I like that idea. I hope that we deal with Emmett's depression...
Right? I know, like, we still never dealt with that.
Like, yes, he's struggling. Can we see progress?
Yeah.
Like, progress in any... He could regress. Like, it could be worse. I just want to see movement.
Agreed.
The chat or you?
The chat.
Great.
Amy says that she doesn't think that Lizzie will allow Bay to leave Daphne, which I think is interesting.
Oh, they don't think that they'll separate the girls.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You don't? I kind of think maybe.
I think they eventually have to, right?
Well, maybe like, it'll go full circle. If they separate the girls, it'll go like full circle.
What okay,
do you mean full circle?
And they're gonna do a time.
Wait, like, I want to know what she means.
Okay.
Well, because like at the beginning, like they didn't know.
What?
How would that work? What do you mean?
I don't know. But like,
here's what I thought you meant. I got you. Here's what I thought you meant. That at the end, Regina and Bay go on a trip together, and. Daphne's still in medical school, so she's staying with Catherine.
I could see that.
Full circle.
That would be a full circle.
That's where I thought you were going.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. She did it for you, and like it may have potentially been better.
Yeah.
So, probably congrats.
Better. No, definitely better.
Yeah.
Not to be rude,
just
but
take
probably.
Claim on it. That's what you were thinking.
Yeah, that's what she was thinking.
Yeah, that's absolutely what
I just translate.
Thinking. Absolutely, absolutely. I think that if we get a time jump.
Right.
That Regina will have gone to Belize.
With Bishop?
With Bishop, yeah. So, I don't know. She'll be coming back to visit or something.
Do you think we'll see Luca next week?
Maybe
no. I really thought when Bishop showed up that we would get to see literally a phone call with Luca being like, I'm so sorry. It's not going to work out.
Yeah.
That's how I thought she's going to break up with him, that we will not be seeing him again.
I mean, it may still happen. When series finales just like kind of come out of nowhere and you got to like tie all the knots up.
It has not been out of nowhere.
I know, but I feel like it is kind of.
It was.
Yeah,
it was
I feel
not.
Like it kind No, I feel like it kind of is. I mean, I know that it wasn't technically, but like I feel like this was a short season and we like we're not in the place that we thought we'd be when it would be the end of the series.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it kind of is like, ooh, what bows can we tie up and what pretty thing to, and like series finales, even season finales sometimes you just throw relationships to the wasteland, you don't end them properly, you just like take care of it in one little conversation or one little line. I would not be surprised if it happens.
Oh
that
no,
way.
I absolutely believe the idea of someone being like, "Where's Luca? We ended things." And that was it.
I think it may happen that way.
I weird in the promo the John and Catherine thing, like, I love you too. We know. Why are we concerned? What's happening?
Once again, their storyline is boring.
I'm sorry. His ED storyline was fascinating.
That one was a good one. That one was
and when
a
they
really
went to the strip
one.
Club and they were gonna invest, I'm a big fan.
We're just only into sexy time, though. That's it. We're like,
girl,
we
have
only
you met
want,
me?
Yeah, we only want the Kenishes if they're doing sexy time.
Always.
Amy and Therese say there is Luca next week, which means Fruitful probably post like a little snippet.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a Bishop next week? Could somebody tell me that?
I'm almost positive. Shh. Okay.
Right.
What do you... Okay. Do we think we'll see Lily next week?
Like, I don't think so.
I imagine... Like, it's weird, but I imagine a, like... All of them sitting on a couch, the whole family, like everyone comes in and sits down type of ending.
I kind of love that.
Kind of like the way they did in the 100th episode where they all came in and then the baby was awake and they were all there and then Daphne was crying.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? I kind of like that.
That really emotional moment.
Yeah. I feel like that'd be really, really nice. They have to have, I mean, it's a 90-minute episode. We're going to have to get like a full family moment at some point.
Yeah. I feel like there should be a montage. At some point.
I just don't
want... Well, I feel like the preview was a montage.
Yeah, the preview felt like a clip show. And the last thing I want for a finale is a clip show.
Agreed. That would make me mad.
Is it to just be like, do you remember when this all started? And then the scene? Like, do not do that.
Don't do that.
That's what you do in the final season, not in the final episode.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to feel really bad. No, I'm not going to feel bad. But I'm sorry if you all did do that and it's too late and you can't fix it now and we're already telling you that we don't want it.
It's going to be real awkward next week if it happens and you're telling Katie like, well, this was dumb.
Yep. You're going to have to be like, sorry, sis, I'm sure you're really upset about the series ending and this was the last episode, but it was awful. No, I'm just kidding. I would never do that, maybe. I wouldn't do that.
I think I need to be here. You're making me very nervous.
I would never do that.
I can't believe this show is ending.
I can't either. It's been on forever. It's kind of just felt like always like my, you know, it's always my little like show.
I just can't believe it. I'm like so sad.
I was gonna say because this is also your last episode for it.
This is my last episode. I feel like I'm ending right now.
You are.
I feel like a Freeform era or an ABC Family era is ending.
It is kind
That's true. Wow, this got real dark.
Yeah, this is one of the last ones of ABC Family.
Mm-hmm. And PLL?
Yep.
They're all going away.
Those are the last ones?
Well, no, the Fosters is still holding
on. Yeah, but also the comedies, Baby Daddy and the other one.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, but those were kind of like in the switch.
No.
They had one season.
No, that's not true.
Baby Daddy had like two.
Yeah, girl, we know Freeform here. All right. I don't want to end, but I think we have to.
I know.
Next week, on the 12th, you should be watching live at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That is 8 p.m. Eastern. And I don't know the rest of them, so good luck. But be here live because Katie LeClaire, Daphne will be in the studio with Hannah. Hannah, where can people keep up with you until then? Also, what other shows are you on? Because I know you have a show that just started.
Yes, ooh. I do. But you all can tweet at me at Instagram and Twitter at TheHotShotDude. And please send all of your questions. I will try my best to get all of them in. If you do send them, we'll do like rapid fire with her at some point. I don't know. Something just so your questions can be heard.
Make sure they're good questions.
Yeah, but I'll ask them if they're not. But like I won't say that.
Not.
I won't say that they're a good question though when I ask it. but right now, we just started iZombie back last night. I am so sorry if you are a fan of that one and you had to watch me do it by myself last night. But hey, it's going to be great next week. Also, 13 Reasons Why I just started it this past week. We're doing two episodes every Friday. So tune in. We have guests coming in all season. Also, The Fosters is still going on and Pretty Little Liars will be back very soon.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
And you can keep up with Becca Brown at Becca B Talks TV. She's also on shows. What are they?
I'm also on 13 Reasons Why with Hannah.
Whoop, whoop.
And are you on the? Are you allowed to be seen?
I am allowed to be seen.
Wow, they're nicer to you than I am.
She's up there.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
It's not allowed.
And I'm on Young and Hungry currently. On Mondays.
Love that show.
That is a ABC Family Freeform show.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm so sorry I won't be here next week. Trust me, I'm not happy about it. But you can keep up with me everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's Yaeltygiel. I am on the SVU after show. Grimm has ended. Legion ended for the season. Switch to Birth is ending.
I can't believe it.
And this summer, when Dark Matter and Killjoys return, and Wynonna Earp, that's right, all of the sci-fi shows, I will be doing them right here in AfterBuzz. I think there's something else I should be telling you. Next week, Katie LeClaire! Yay! Woo! All right, bye.
Bye, everyone.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.